Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned, all of you in the Madison area, right here on WMAF and wherever this broadcast streams by computer to you. Anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, we welcome you to this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. We have a great subject today. We pray that you will stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we talk about the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb, right out of the book of Revelation in the New Testament. So we have a wonderful study that we began last week. We're going to review a little bit this week. We've got a lot of ground to cover in the Word of God. And while we're talking about the Word of God, let me just remind you how powerful the Word of God is. The Bible teaches that if this Word falls on a good ground heart, a heart that is prepared to receive it, and it will bring forth fruit. It will bring forth fruit 30, 60, and even 100-fold. And that means that wonderful, powerful changes take place in our life as we receive willfully the Word of God into our hearts with an intent to obey. I just believe today that that the Word of God has a target heart somewhere in this listening audience, that God is going to do something powerful and wonderful. It could be that He will encourage someone that is fallen into discouragement and despair. It could be that someone is going to decide to make that decision, that eternal decision, that to receive Christ as your personal Savior. Not put that off any longer, but to make sure that you are ready for the soon coming of Jesus. It may be today that someone who feels overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed by your circumstances, will take courage in your heart and will rise up in faith and trust in a gracious and good and faithful God today. Oh, we're so happy to be with you once again and to bring you a message of hope in these hurtful times. And we pray that you will pray with us and for us for this continued outreach of this ministry and other ministries that preach and teach the Word of God from the Bible right here on WMAF. And we pray that you will share this station with other people. There are a lot of people here in Tampa with computers that are now listening to WMAF because I have alerted them that we're on the air and there's other fine broadcasts. And this is just a great station. You know, as big as Tampa is, we don't have a station like WMAF. There's not a classic gospel, classic country station in Tampa. I don't know of one in our area. I certainly can't get it on my radio, but we can turn on the computer and go to WMAF Home, and up in the right-hand corner of that homepage of WMAF, we can click and listen 24/7. So it's extraordinary. Technology has allowed a small station in a small town to do big things, and we're just grateful for that today. Pray that the listening audience grows for WMAF, and through that, they will be able to choose to listen to gospel programming right here, just like Let's Talk About Jesus. So we thank you once again for coming back with us today. I want to take our foundational text out of Revelation 15. We'll review for just a few moments before we get into what the Song of the Lamb is and what is the Song of Moses that these overcoming Christians are singing in the presence of God here in the book of Revelation. Revelation 15:2 said, "And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm gonna say something I said last week again. It's real important that we understand that these Christians singing songs of victory here in Revelation 15 have overcome Satan at his very worst. That's why we can take courage from their victory today, because if they can overcome through God's grace and strength within them, Satan at his worst, certainly we can overcome today. You and me can overcome today. And if you're not a Christian and you think the Christian life is going to be too tough and your sinful habits have too great a hold on you, I want you to know that there is victory in Jesus Christ. You can't do it in yourself, but I love what the Apostle Paul said in the New Testament. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Praise the Lord. I'm equal to anything, he said, because of the unlimited resources he had in Christ's strength within him and God's grace upon him. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, they overcame Satan at his worst, and they're rejoicing and singing songs of victory. And those songs are encompassing the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Listen, Satan at his worst, he's come down to the earth. He is manifesting through the beast, the Antichrist. He has established a world system that is totally under his influence and under his control. He has established a zero-tolerance system to destroy all who oppose him, to destroy Christians in particular. You refuse the mark, you lose your head, you're killed. There's no middle ground here, no argument about that. They overcame the beast, according to Revelation 13. Satan himself manifesting through the Antichrist. This will be a time of Satan worship and the deification of man instead of God. And if you want to read that again, it's in Revelation 13, 1 through 4. They also overcame his image, a false religious system headed by the false prophet and a world church. And if you want to read that, continue reading in Revelation 13, 11 through 15. This is review from last week's broadcast. They also overcame his mark, a world monetary system that demands allegiance or affiliation with the beast in order to buy or to sell. And that's in Revelation 13, 15 through 17. And they also overcame his number, the number of his name, the apex of humanism, will be the ultimate idolatry, the deification and worship of man instead of God. And that's in verse 18 of Revelation 13. During the tribulation saints, they had to face martyrdom in order to overcome. They were willing to die for Christ. What a sharp contrast to so many today who are not even willing to live for him. Listen, I want to read that verse of scripture out of Revelation 20 and verse 4. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. Only recently has world attention been brought to the beheading of an enemy, an adversary, or to execute some primitive justice. Listen, and for the word of God, for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, nor in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is the millennial reign of Jesus upon the earth, and they are reigning with him. You know, the New Testament said if we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. Praise the Lord. We're going to share his victory on earth and forever in heaven. Listen, but now notice their songs of victory. They do not sing of their sacrifice nor their suffering. They're not singing the blues because of what they went through. They do not sing of their hardships nor their persecutions. They do not sing of their great devotion or determination, but rather they sing of God's great deliverance. Hallelujah. Do you know that you serve a delivering God today? Hallelujah. Amen. He is known for answering prayer and answering the cry of His covenant people and bringing great deliverance. I'll tell you, chapter 10, begin reading in around verse 32 along that area. It talks about having need of patience, that after we have done the will of God, we might receive the promise. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Praise God. Amen. God answers prayer. God responds to the cry of His people. God is a God of great deliverance. They sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Both songs tell a story that reveals the source of all victory over all circumstances. Listen, I'm going to say it again before we get into these two great songs they were singing. What motivated them? Listen very carefully today. Whatever you are facing, if Satan at his worst during the tribulation can be defeated, and those who have received Christ can overcome everything that hell throws at them. I want you to know, if Satan and his minions in a world government and a world military dictatorship and an absolute persecution of Christians, if they could be faithful unto the death, what grace was upon them? What strength was within them? Amen. And if they can overcome, honey, we can overcome, and we will overcome, because we can sing that same song of Moses and that same song of the Lamb right here and now. These are the songs of victory. Hallelujah. And it exalts and extols our great God and our great Savior Jesus Christ. There's keeping power. You don't just keep yourself. The Bible said we are kept by the power of God unto the day of redemption. So whatever weaknesses you perceive in yourself, and I'm not saying you're not accurate, Paul put it this way, he said, when I am weak, then am I made strong. People, when they sense their weakness that are Christians, they look to the Lord. In fact, they run to the Lord. My Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. Not safe necessarily from persecution, but safe from the discouragement it's intent to bring. Safe from being discouraged and despairing in God. Hallelujah. Both songs tell a story that reveal the source of all victory over all circumstances. First, I want to talk about the Song of Moses. Deliverance from Egypt by God's power and love was the focus of the Old Testament saints. The Song of Moses is a song, the first in recorded biblical history, 1,200 years before John's revelations, a song of joy and victory that celebrated and proclaims that God is faithful to deliver His people, no matter what the circumstances, if they put their trust in Him. Let's read about this from Exodus chapter 15 in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Exodus 15, 1 through 5. It says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them, and they sank to the bottom as a stone. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, our victory rests solely on God, who triumphs gloriously, who defends us and fights against our enemies. He is our Savior. He is our protector, our provider, our deliverer. We used to sing that great song, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah. God's people in Egypt couldn't deliver themselves, but God sent Moses, his personal representative. God gave them a plan that involved the death of a lamb and the applying of its blood on the doorpost. The song of the Moses in type is the song of the Lamb. Amen? Because it's all about deliverance because of a blood sacrifice. The song of the Lamb, the cross, is the focal point of the New Covenant saints. We were held in bondage to sin. Satan has the upper hand. We cannot save ourselves. But God sends a Savior. Not just a representative as in the Old Covenant. God comes down Himself. You know, what I love about the Christmas season is that God literally came down. The Bible said that Jesus would be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And to wit, God was in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself on the cross. All of the Old Testament types and foreshadows pointed to Jesus Christ to come. So it's very appropriate that song of Moses, the deliverance from Egypt, which was a type of our deliverance from the world system and the deliverance from Pharaoh's authority and power, absolute authority and power over them, our deliverance from Satan's power and authority over us. You know what the New Testament says? It says we, as Christians, as believers and upon and in Jesus Christ, that we have been translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I'm telling you, you can't set yourself free, but God can set you free. And the Bible says, who than the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, sets free, is free indeed. This is for real freedom. This is freedom from sin's dread sway, from Satan's prison house of fear and habits and these sinful practices we can't break. If you say I can't change myself, you are absolutely correct. But oh, don't ever say that God can't change you. Hallelujah. There's an Old Testament scripture that says, can a leopard change his spots? And it's a rhetorical question. The answer, of course, is no. That's his nature. That's what he is. He can't become something else. But here's the glory of the New Testament. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Why? Because God changes us from the inside out. Now, I want you to know today, you may even love your sin, and you may feel like I'm not willing to give it up. But friend, amen, God wants to replace that you think you can't do without with His presence, His grace, His love, His peace, His promise of heaven after you die and leave this world instead of eternal torment. Oh, friend, God is not going to take your sins from you and leave you empty. If you decide to give them up, He's going to fill that vacuum with Himself and His love, His peace that passes understanding. You know what Peter said about his joy? The joy of this relationship with God. Amen. It's not just getting religion, going to church and living some kind of empty life, empty of joy. Are you kidding me? Peter said, whom having not seen, you love with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. If all you have as a Christian even is just a church going relationship with God, I go to church on Sunday, that's about the sum total of it. There's much, much more that God offers you. There is a fellowship with Him that brings the joy of that relationship. Amen. First John says, and truly, our fellowship, our koinonia in the Greek, our communion, fellowship, it's an interchangeable word. It always denotes intimacy with another person. But truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3 to the church of Laodicea, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and him with me. This is not just about sins forgiven. This is about reconciliation to God. Amen. And what does Jesus want to do when we invite him into our life? Yes, our sins are forgiven, so now he can actually come in. Christ in you is the hope of glory, the down payment on heaven. The Holy Spirit coming in us is the earnest of our inheritance. This is the money you have to put down. I just watched CNN News this morning, and you have to put down a good faith check if you're going to one of these auctions where they're auctioning off homes that have been foreclosed upon. You've got to bring a $5,000 check, and it's got to be validated, and you've got to put it down to show that you are sincere about making this purchase. And should you raise your hand in a bid, you're not going to back out or forfeit that money. Listen, God isn't going to forfeit the Holy Spirit that He's placed within us. This is the down payment on heaven. Make no mistake about it. God is serious about our salvation. Praise the Lord. And He sealed us with the Holy Spirit Himself. See, you're not down here just turning over a new leaf, which you or I cannot do. We're getting a new life in Jesus Christ. Praise God. The song of the Lamb is a song of redeeming love, a song of praise for the blessings of grace which have come through Christ and deliverance by Him. We are free from all of the past and all of what it represents. We are set free from the prison house of guilt and the prison house of fear. We face great obstacles, but we feel the presence and the presence of God in spite of them near us to deliver us. We feel the pressures of living in the last days. We endure the pull of temptations. And sometimes we feel overwhelmed. And when we do, we need to remember that there is victory over Satan at his worst. And there's victory for you and me today. If you're a Christian, you're on the winning team. Victory is yours and mine. So we come here day after day to tell you, Tuesday after Tuesday and Sunday after Sunday, to celebrate that victory. Not our victories. We go to church on Sunday for the same reason, to celebrate the victory that is ours in Jesus Christ alone. You may feel weak and worthless. You may feel discouraged and confused, but I'm here to tell you this day that in light of this word, you are primarily, first and foremost, a victor because connected to Jesus Christ, you're part of that victory that He's already won. Look at the verse 2 of your text. Here the Apostle John says that this victory is a superlative victory. It is a triplicate victory. It is a victory, he says, over the beast, over the image of the beast, and over the number of his name, which is John's way of getting the point across to you and me that in Christ Jesus there is complete, utter, total victory, that nothing evil can ultimately triumph over you and me. Because of who God is, and because of what He has done for us through the life and all-sufficient, perfect, sacrificial death of the Lamb, His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, today, it is time to sing. You don't have to wait for heaven to start the celebration. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. It's time to sing, to worship with thankful hearts, to praise God for victory in Jesus Christ. I'm going to say it again. It's time to sing. Someone said every great revival that's ever been recorded was marked with joyous singing. Why? Because we begin to experience personally the victory that is ours because of the God that we serve. The bottom line in both the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb is that His grace and mercy has brought us through and will bring us through. Their song is our song. No matter what we are facing, no matter what the future holds, if we trust God, He will bring us through. Praise the Lord. Let me read a last scripture here on this topic out of Revelation 7, verse 13 through 15. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He that sitteth upon the throne shall dwell among them. There is a key element in overcoming Satan at his worst, sin at his strongest in our life, and the world culture that's so anti-God and anti-Christ. Listen, it is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It keeps reoccurring over and over. Some Bible scholars have termed the blood of Jesus the scarlet thread that runs through the Bible and scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Through the blood, we overcome the enemy. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why the enemy wants to suppress even songs about the blood of Jesus. That's why we sing them all the stronger and all the louder every Sunday morning. Praise God. And Sunday night, we lift up and exalt Jesus Christ every first Sunday when we receive Holy Communion on the first of each Sunday of the month. We celebrate and commemorate the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And today, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, there's victory for you because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're a Christian today and you feel weak and insufficient and you feel like you're about to cave in, I want you to know that victory is yours. And I didn't say victory can be yours. I'm telling you victory is yours in Jesus Christ. The blood speaks and so should we. The Bible said, let the redeemed say so. Amen. And we need to declare that we are not victims. We are victors in Jesus Christ today. And I want you to just get an attitude of victory about you. Listen, you may be weak. I don't deny that. But Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I made strong. God wants to strengthen you today with the grace and strength that only the Holy Spirit can bring you, that only Christ can give you. But He stands ready if you will just cry out to Him and call upon Him today. And I'm telling you, weeping may last for a night, but friend, joy comes in the morning. And morning comes when the Sun of Righteousness arises in your heart with healing in His wings. And I believe He's doing that right now for those who are putting their trust in Him anew and afresh today. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I pray right now that you would bow your head right where you are, unless you're driving, but you can bow your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I've sinned against You. I'm so sorry. I want forgiveness and I want this change. I want victory in my life. Sin is destructive. If you haven't found that out, you're going to find it out very, very soon. And I pray right now you will lay those sins before God and seek His forgiveness. He will give you grace and mercy. He will come in. He will fellowship with you. He will sup with you. And you can sup with Him. You'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you can begin to sing with all saints the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, which are the songs of victory, which are ours in Jesus Christ. We love you today. Be sure and come back next week, and let's talk about Jesus.